Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 11 minutes or so, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own.
Well, I've been using it since I was about 16, 15, but it picked up into a full-blown addiction probably about 17, 18 years old. You know, I started with alcohol and drugs and partying on the weekends, and then it turned into an everyday thing. Everybody kind of went to college and put everything down. I didn't want to put it down, you know, I still enjoyed it. The downfall of my addiction was when I got introduced to heroin. Yeah. I'd say that's when my addiction took a hard left. You know, before I could bounce back from this stuff pretty quickly, but when the heroin grabbed a hold of me, it put me down. It completely took control of my life. When I needed to get high, I needed to get high right now, by any means necessary, I had to do that. So I'm going to treatment centers, trying to get clean, and I'm doing really well in them. Everyone I went to, I finished. I felt that I had gave it 100%. And I would come out of these treatment centers and I would go right back to the same environment. And I would get wrapped back up in the mainstream of life and I would forget that I'm an addict.
In 2017, my grandfather passed away. He was the most important person in my life besides my son and my mother. He was like a father figure to me. He taught me how to paint, how to use a hammer, how to work in the garden. He was the greatest man that I'll ever know. And when he passed away in 2017, I took it very hard. And what I did is I turned to drugs. There was a couple times where I should have died in 2017.
They were finally able to pull the tubes out, and I started breathing on my own. I couldn't imagine what I put my parents through, my family through, my daughter through, her mother through, anybody that loved me, what I put them through.
I remember my mom having a conversation with me after many years, and she said to me, "Where's my son?" And I remember that conversation that she had with me that day. And so out of moments like that, it was like, look at yourself, you know, because I knew that wasn't me. That's when I started to want to change.
This week, we're kicking off a 3-month series entitled Tough Topics. Some of these topics are issues with which Christian men often struggle. Others are subjects on which Christians disagree and often have heated arguments. You may disagree with how I present some of these topics, and that's fine. My prayer is that as you wrestle with these issues in the light of Scripture, you'll be brought closer to God. As you could tell from the interview clips at the beginning, the first of our tough topics is addiction. The Bible passage for this episode is Matthew 11, 25-30. I'll read it from the ESV, the English Standard Version. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Men struggle with many different types of addictions. In the book, 52 Weeks of Strength for Men, and in this episode, my focus is on one of the least controversial addictions, an addiction to drugs or alcohol. One of every 10 American adults struggles with such an addiction. Drug overdose deaths are increasing, and active addictions contribute to 70% of domestic violence incidents and 80% of child abuse incidents. Like other types of addicts, drug addicts often don't make rational choices, and there's no quick solution to the addiction. For complete addiction recovery, you need life transformation. and that's hard to find. The typical drug addict or alcoholic goes through a detox, where he stops using long enough to get the drugs or alcohol out of his system. Then he needs to start treatment for the addiction. If he waits too long, he's likely to relapse and he has to detox again. If someone has been an addict for a while, then his treatment will need to include a process of relearning how to do life. This is not rehabilitation, it's habilitation, or a reintroduction to the basic life skills necessary for daily functioning. Habilitation can take 6 months or longer. What an acute addict needs is a holistic program that lasts at least a year. Most addicts get about 30 days of treatment. As a result, fewer than 20% of treated addicts are drug-free after a year. After several failures to get sober and stay sober, a man begins to lose hope that he ever will lead a meaningful, purpose-filled life.
In the entire continuum of care, where there's drug rehab places, there's detox places, there's outpatient, where is the biggest gap for the church to get involved? And we realized early on, it's long-term residential care, quite honestly, because there's not a lot of money in long-term residential care. So we decided we would start with men who have the ability to work, and we designed a program around that.
As he was building Restore Addiction Recovery, just east of Akron, Ohio, Dan Gregory realized that he needed to offer more than a holistic treatment program. He needed the love of Christ to permeate the place.
We took a step back and said, what's best for the men? Not how do we fund it or how do we pay for it, but what is the program that takes the man from a point of addiction to a point of freedom and really renewed life in Christ?
Right away, as soon as I stepped in the front door, it was like nothing I've ever experienced. You feel the love. You're embraced. I was embraced. It's hard to describe.
I often hear people at Restore say this is a place safe to struggle. I came in looking for love. You know, I came in wanting something different.
The Holy Spirit is in this place, not only in this place, but in others, whether they are staff or volunteers. It's really remarkable and amazing and breathtaking.
You get in scripture a little deeper and you get in a focus with each other, interaction with each other a little more. And the story starts being revealed. God begins to speak. You begin to hear. And you start having that hope in that. You start believing. You start seeing change, not only in yourself, but in other people.
Learning to have a relationship with God helps fill those wounds that I've had at other treatment centers. It's not just a place to fix a drug and alcohol problem, but to really get to the core and the root of the problem and more of a permanent fix, an everlasting fix, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Since opening its doors in 2021, Restore has helped men do more than just defeat their addictions. Through integrated services, practical coaching and mentoring, and the building of healthy community, Restore is empowering men to heal their broken relationships, equipping them for full-time employment, and preparing them to thrive in the real world. That's a world where they have failed so many times in the past. But then again, so have we. So did the Apostle Paul as he laments in Romans 7. No matter how hard he tried, Paul remained a slave to sin, one who didn't understand his own actions. He had the desire to do what is right, but not the ability, so he kept doing what he knew was wrong. "Wretched man that I am," he cries out, "who will deliver me from this body of death?" Only Jesus can do that, and Jesus does every day. For Gregory, everything at Restore, and frankly, everything in life, is about the first two verses of Romans 12. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Every day we need to present our whole selves as a living sacrifice to God. When we do, we are no longer conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewal of our minds. Addicts need transformation. So does everyone else. Next week, we'll look at the tough topic of death. I hope you'll join me for that. Please pick up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. You'll find it to be a good resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.